We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting 8 lines from the top at the end of the line. Leima Mastisim D'loik Rabbi Yosi. Let us say maybe our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. Te'irik Rabbi Yosi or Amar Imkei Mahivsid Aramai. What are we talking about there with the Machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon? It's a Mishnah Mafkid. We have two people who gave money to someone to watch for safekeeping. And one person gave $200, and the other one gave $100. Now it came to pick up the money. Each one claims that the $200 is theirs. Reuven says, I gave the $200. Shimon says, I gave $200. So it's machlekes in the Mishnah there. Rav Yosi says that the halacha is, first Rabbanan say, the halacha is each one takes a mana, because they sure have a mana. And the other mana, the other $100, is Yehimunach Achiyav Eliyahu, we're not sure what to do with it. So Rav Yosi says in Cain, Mahivsid a Ramai. If that's the case, so the guy who's a Ramai, who's claiming that 200 is his, that's really not, he didn't lose anything. There's nothing to lose. He's getting his 100 anyway. So by claiming 200, what does he have to lose? And at least he's getting, the other guy loses his $100, he's gaining that, you know, he's not such a big tzaddik, this guy. So what's he losing by you banking Yehimunach? He never had that money anyway. So Mahivsid a Ramai. Therefore, Rav Yosi says, I call Yehimunach Achavayo. The whole thing will be Munach Achavayo, and maybe this way he'll be Maida because he's not getting anything now. And this way, maybe he'll be Maida because he wants to get his $100. So therefore, Rav Yosi says, "Mkein Mahivsid a Ramai El Akol Yehimunach Achavayo." So Agmar says like this: Leima Mastisim Amrish says that Yachloiku. With a shvua, loik Rav Yosi, dik Rav Yosi, ha amarim kei mahivsid a ramai. See here also, there's a metzia here, and the guy is claiming that half is, that the whole thing is his, and he's going to lose because at worst he'll get half. So kei mahivsid a ramai. Ella saying, so why don't you say the same thing by us? So here you say the same thing. That's Gemara's kasha that the halacha is it should be yehei munach, like Rashi says that here also here, it should be yehei munach. So Gemara says that Fira Bonon it's better. Elamai Rabbanon, Kimdom Rabbanon Hashar Yehi Munach Achavayo. Fira Rabbanon, the thing that they're arguing about, the last man is also actually Yehi Munach Achavayo. So why are we here Achloiku? Hanami Kashar Domis Disfeki. This is also like the other money, which is a Sophic. So Gemara, it's not true. It's not a comparison. Gemara's kasha is in Fira Bonon Shvehi Munach, because Fira Bonon, the thing that we're arguing about is also Yehi Munach. So here also, Bas, the Tal should be Yehi Munach. So Gemara, it's not a Dimyon. Hi, Mai. We understand the chilek. There, for sure, the mana belongs only to one person, which means it's a vadai belongs only to one person, not to both. So therefore, we say hey munach. It's possible that it's true. They both picked up the mitzvah at the same time, or both bought the mecca at the same time. Amri abana palagi v'shua. Therefore, we say palagi v'shua. It's still shver. The deer, vaday, I own a mana. And vaday, you own a mana. Only question, extra $100. Om Rabbi Yosi, munach achavayo. We say everything is munach. Hocha, the ikal, the man with the chaminaihu. Here it's possible, only belongs to one, the talis. Still like koshkein, it's definitely yehi munach. Which means like this. Fira abonon, it's good. The Gemara's kasha of Fira abonon was that. You see there, the extra $100 that was a Sofik is Yehi Munach. And here it says, on this thing that's a Sofik, it's a Achloiku. So that was the cash. So it says, that's not shver. Why? Because there, that extra mana, it for sure belongs to only one of them. Therefore, we're not going to split it, because it belongs to one. We'll be Yehi Munach until we have a Raya. Masha Inkein, in our Mishnah, where it's possible that this Yachloiku is a true result, is a true thing, therefore, we will say that Yachloiku. Mashenken, Rav Yosi is shver. Rav Yosi says, even the mana that I for sure own, we're taking away. We're taking away all $300 and putting it away until it's Yavayo. It means even something that I for sure own, you're taking away. So Madach did take away even what I for sure own, Tehei Munach. So here, where it's not for sure that I own this talis, so for sure, Tehei Munach, that's why it's a kash shadafka Rav Yosi. And for the Gemara, no. Afilotem Rav Yosi, you can answer, Hosom Vadi Ika Ramai. There's for sure a Ramai, because someone's for sure lying. So therefore, we give him a knas, we take it away. That Tavtai says, L'chak honestly, Gamma Masu Shalai Bavadai. Therefore, you make a knas. But here, Hocha, Mi Yema Dika Ramai. Who said it's a Ramai here, Bechlal? Who said someone's lying? Yema Tavai Bahadi Adodag Boa. Therefore, there's no reason to make a knas. And everyone really thinks he bought it first, therefore there's no reason to make a knas, and therefore Here it can make sense to have Yachloiku. That's Taras number one, to answer how we could Shtim Rav Yosi our Mishnah. That there Yehimunach is because there's a Knas, because the guy is a Vadei Ramai. Mashenkin over here, where it's not a Vadei Ramai, we don't make a Knas. Inami, Gemara attempts another Taras, how our Mishnah Shtim Rav Yosi, another Chilik between our Mishnah and the case where two people gave the money to the third guy for safekeeping. Inami hasam konos le'Rabbi Yisrael Ramai. There we made a knas and we even took away his money. Kehechi the loydi. The nor is he moida because he's losing his mana. He's losing $100. He'll be moida eventually. Haka might say the islay the loydi. Here Yehimunach won't help anything. Don't force him to do anything because even for Yehimunach he doesn't care. He didn't lose anything. Zok the Gemara. That's true. Tainach. That's a good answer for Metzia. But there, if you say Himunach, there will be a loss. Because the Gemara is assuming that if you say Himunach, what you're being Himunach is on the money that he gave the Meicher and on the item that he bought. Everything will be put away after Yav Elio. So there is a loss. So they're both the same. So Chara, it should be, and the Rami will have a reason to be Maida by Mekha Memka because he's losing his money. So this is not a good chilik between this and that case. El machvar tekashinu mekari. You have to say like the first tarets, and the first tarets is again that Rabbi Yosi only says zalocha by a vade rami. Mashenkin our mishnah is not a vade rami. Therefore, it's not about our mishnah. Therefore, it could be a chalikul. Now, the Gemara has a kash like this. Bein l'rabbanan, bein Rabbi Yosi. Hasam. This is a zaita kash on Rabbanan Rabbi Yosi. Both Rabbanan Rabbi Yosi say that we do yehi munach. That when there's a suffix on something, hey munach. Rabbi Yosi takes it even further. It says, even the money that's vade mar, hey munach. When there's a vade ramai. Tomorrow's going to ask a kasha for another case of vade ramai where we don't say, hey munach. Beilor Rabbanan ben Rabbi Yosi, hasam gabi chevni al pekasa. We learned this on yesterday's blat. That chevni al pekasa is a case where someone had to pay his workers. And he tells the workers, go to the store and pick up your wages in food. Pick up the $1,000 from the chevni. And Kachava, and they come back. The chevni says, "I gave him $1,000. Give him my $1,000." And the pilim say, the workers say, "No, I never got $1,000. Give me $1,000." So halacha is, "Gabi chevni pekasa." Tani zenish bavanoytel. The chevni swears and takes $1,000. But zenish bavanoytel. And the pilim, the employees say, "Here, give me $1,000. I make a shvua. Give me $1,000." Maishna. The loyam rinon. Why don't we say nafkil amun abayis? Take the $1,000 from the abayis. Ve'imunach ashiyavayo. The hab of vadi karama. Here there's a for sure rama. Here we have a vadi rama. One guy's lying for sure. So lechayra both for Rabbana and Rabbi Yosi. Lechayra, why isn't the din by the case of chemne pekasa? The din should be yehi munach because there's a for sure rama. And for the Gemara, Amri, hasamayin taima. The other reason is like this. That there's a difference in these cases. In the case of the case where two people give something to safekeeping, so they're all in the same baldava. They're fighting with each other. But here, the argument is not between the chemveni and the poyel. They're not arguing. They have nothing to do with each other. It's the chemveni arguing with the balbayis and the poyel arguing with the balbayis. The Gemara explains it like this. Amri hasam ayat time with only chemveni balbayis anosh lichusa didach kavdina. I did your shlichus. You told me to give money to the employees, give food to the employees. I did it. My isti gabi socher. I don't care what the socher says if he got it or not. It's not my department. Avigal the mishtabeli. Even if he swears to be loyim hemeli v'shuah, I don't believe him. Atamantia. You believe him. You believe me. Loyimar to leave esadi havle. You believed him and me. You believed us. And you said, give it to him without aid him. So therefore, what do you want from me? I did my job. You're the one who messed up. You believed them, and you told me to give them the food. You didn't say to give it without aid him. And therefore, why should I lose if I did my job? You told me to give money to the employees, to give food to the employees. I did it. So now you give me back my $1,000. I did your job. You didn't give me instructions saying I have to give it without aid him. And v'sochinami omale babayis. I worked for you. You owe me money. My isti gabi chemni. What do I have to do with the chemni? Your job is to give me money. You told me to pick up from the chemni. He didn't give it to me. Now it's your responsibility. You got to give him the money. I've got a mishtabli lam chemni. Even if the chemni swears to me, I don't believe him. Hilkach, tavayu mishtabli, both swear to the balabais, v'shakim balabais. And they collect the balabais. And the bottom line is, the point of the Gemara is, the Gemara's kasha was that here's a vade rame bei murach. The Gemara's answer is, yehi murach only when the argument is between the two balei dvarim here, the two people who gave in their deposits, they are arguing. So then we say yehi murach. But here, it's not really an argument between the sochir and the chemveni. It's not an argument between the employees and the chemveni. The argument is the employee with the Baal Bayis and the store with the Baal Bayis. That's the argument. And to the Baal Bayis, they have nothing to do with each other. other. They go to Abayis, look, you owe me money, so give me money. And therefore they have a right to be Nishba v'Noitel.